Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Vaibhav Limited Q3 9M FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star zero on your touch-tone phone. Today we have with us Mr. Sunil Agrawal, Managing Director, Mr. Nitin Panwar, Group CFO, Mr. Prashant Saraswat, Head of Investor Relations. We begin the call with opening remarks from Mr. Agrawal on the business operations, key initiatives, broad outlook, followed by discussion on the financial performance by Mr. Nitin Panwar. Following the management opens the forum for question and answer session. Before we get started, I would like to point out that some statements made on this call will be forward-looking in nature and must be in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. Detailed statement and explanation of risks include the earnings presentation. As you all earlier, the company does not update its forward-looking statements publicly. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sunil Agrawal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Amit, good evening, everyone. I welcome you all to the FY24 earnings conference call of Vaibhav Global Limited. I trust you have reviewed our results and the presentation providing insights into our operational performance and market dynamics. Let us start with an overview of our operational highlights in FY24. At the group level, we achieved a record turnover of ₹888 crores, reflecting growth of 23% over the same quarter of the last financial year. Growth is partly attributable to the recently acquired businesses. For them, growth would be 14%, which is in line with our guidance. The five-year CAGR of Q3 is at 12%, showing the robustness of our business model amidst various economic cycles. Gross margins remain healthy at 62.5%, which is 180 basis points higher YOY. Being the only company in our peer group with in-house manufacturing capabilities, global sourcing base, it puts us to maintain market gross margins at 60% plus. Our margin in Q3 FY24 was 11.1% of revenue, which is ₹99 crores, showing a growth of 30% YOY. Better gross margins and operating leverage helped us expand EBITDA margins last quarter. In our Q2, each of our aggressive areas. In the US, ALCS are witnessing a gradual recovery buoyed by positive consumer sentiments. In the UK, with inflationary pressures and mortgage rates easing out from their erstwhile peaks, a slow but persistent movement economy towards positive territory is encouraging. We are also taking our offerings best suited to changing consumer demands. Consequently, during this quarter, our volume went up by 16% YOY. True impact of acquisitions, our volume is up by 7% YOY. In constant currency terms and excluding acquisitions, our growth is 7% and 5% in US and UK respectively. It is also to be noted that last year's base was marginally affected by delivery disruptions in the UK and cyber attacks in US and UK, which had approximately 3.6% impact on sales. In Germany, our growth momentum continues in Q3. Currently, we are booking revenue of €1.9 million per month, which is growth of 34% YOY. Having invested considerably across major TV networks and digital platforms, we believe that we have desired building blocks in place to achieve given in H2 of FY25. We remain committed to strengthening our performance based on the 4 R's: That is, widening reach, new registrations, customer retentions, big purchases. In Q3 FY24, the reach of our TV networks was 109 million households. New registration in Q3 on TV basis is 3.5 lakhs, and customer retention stood at 37%. Customers bought an average of 23 pieces on TV basis. Our recent acquisitions, Ideal World Limited and Mindful Source, are progressing well. The integration of Ideal World with our UK operations was completed within a month of acquisition. During the first quarter, we achieved profitability in Ideal World on direct cost basis. As we are leveraging common resources like warehouse, studio, and management team, we are confident of becoming profitable on full cost allocation basis in the next 9 months. Our second acquisition, Mindful Souls, continues to perform profitably. Already a margin-active business, we are utilizing the capabilities of Mindful Souls to create synergies for our existing digital businesses. In parallel, plans are already also in place to leverage our existing supply chain to improve profitability of this business further. Sustainability is core of our business operations. We are delighted to share that this quarter we reached the milestone of 84 million meals donated to school children for our flagship meal program, Your Purchase Feeds. Presently, we are serving approximately 66,000 meals every school day. This quarter, we generated 1 million kilowatt hours of energy through our solar power plants. I'm delighted to share that today we have generated 14.5 million kilowatt hours of energy. This is equivalent to planting 2 lakh trees. In addition to utilizing renewable energy, there are many other ESG initiatives in place each year. We have set 2021 as target year from carbon neutral in scope 1 and 2 greenhouse gases emissions, and we are confident to achieve the target within the stipulated time. And to reward our shareholders and keeping in mind our dividend policy, the board has declared a third dividend of this fiscal year amounting to rupees 1.5 per equity share. Over the years, we have demonstrated agility, resilience in our performance. I would like to reiterate our positive outlook for the business and confidence to achieve our stated guidance of 15 to 15% revenue growth of FY24 and the high teens range in FY25 with decent operating leverage. In conclusion, I would say that the outlook is promising, and we are well placed to leverage the opportunity that lies ahead of us. This, I now hand over to Paul to discuss financial performance.
Thank you, Sunil. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Vaibhav Global's Q3 FY24 earnings call. As Sunil mentioned earlier, the macro challenges in our addressable markets are slowly easing out. We are constantly refreshing our product range to match customers' demand, which is well supported by our in-house manufacturing capabilities and globally spread sourcing base. Overall, Q3, our revenue increased to rupees 888 crores, which is 23% higher year-over-year. Excluding the acquisitions, the year-over-year growth is 14% in Q3 FY24. Now let us discuss the revenue breakdown. In local currency terms, excluding acquisitions, revenue in Shopelsy US, BJC UK were up by 7% and 5% respectively. In Germany, our growth momentum continues with our revenue increasing by an impressive 34% year-over-year growth. On an overall basis, constant currency revenue growth is 18% year-over-year, and excluding the acquisitions, constant currency growth is 10% year-over-year. In Germany, achieving 95% household penetration.
The person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Please stay on the line. आप जिस बात कर रहे हैं, उसने आप कॉल को होल्ड पर रखा है. या लाइन पर बने रहें.
आप हम क्या व्यक्ति आपण ज्या व्यक्तीसोबत बोलत आहात त्या व्यक्तीने आपला कॉल होल्डवर ठेवला आहे. कृपया
apologies for inconvenience. I'll start where I miss. So in local currency terms, excluding acquisitions, revenues in ShopLC US and TJC UK were up by 7%, 5% respectively. Germany, our growth momentum continues, the revenue increasing by an impressive 34% year-over-year. On an overall basis, constant currency revenue growth is 18% year-over-year. Excluding the acquisitions, constant currency revenue growth is 10% year-over-year. In Germany, achieving 95% household penetration within 2 years is a significant achievement. And we are on our path to achieving break-even by next half of FY25, at operating level. During the quarter, our TV revenue grew by 17% year-over-year, reaching rupees 518 crores. Digital revenue continues its momentum and has increased by 27% year-over-year to rupees 340 crores. The digital platform's contribution to our total revenue is 39%. With the new acquisition of Mindful Souls, we expect this to be benefit our digital business in long term. We are anticipating that our digital business share will increase to 50% by FY27 with the help of recent investment in digital space. With an omni-channel presence, our focus remains to encourage customers to transact both TV as well as digital platforms. Omnichannel's presence provides customer with a unique shopping experience while enabling us to fetch significantly higher spending per customer and customer lifetime value. In overall, product mix revenue contributes from non-jewelry products increased to 29% in first 9 months of FY24. Non-jewelry categories include home decor, beauty, fashion accessories, and other lifestyle products. This marks a substantial increase from single-digit level a few years back, highlighting our ability to diversify our product mix successfully. By FY28, we are looking at increasing contribution from non-jewelry products to 50% of total sales. Our unique offering in form of budget pay gives customers the option of buying products on an EMI basis. For 9 months, FY24, budget pay contribution to overall retail revenues stood at 38%. Gross margin in Q3 FY24 remains robust at 62.4%, indicating better realization. EBITDA margin for the quarter is rupees 99 crores, which is 11.1% of revenue, 30% higher year over year. Better gross margins and operating leverage contributed to EBITDA margin improvement. Profit before tax for the quarter is 72 crore rupees, which is higher by 32% year over year. Our operating cash flow and free cash flow remain healthy at rupees 221 crores and 190 crore rupees respectively. This is possible because of our asset-light business model and ability to generate healthier returns ratio. Our ROCE and ROE stand at 18% and 11% respectively. These metrics have marginally improved and we expect them to improve further. Our recent acquisitions Ideal World and Mindful Souls are progressing well. By September end, Ideal World resumed its operation after a pause of 3 months. During the first quarter, we became profitable in Ideal World on direct cost basis. As we are now leveraging common resources, chauffeurs like warehouse, studio, workforce, after accounting all the allocable costs, we are confident to become profitable on fully allocated cost basis in next 9 months. The second acquisition, Mindful Soul, continues to perform profitably. Already a margin-accretive business, we are utilizing the digital capabilities of Mindful Souls to create synergies for our existing digital businesses. Currently, Mindful Souls is clocking monthly revenue of $1.6 million. Going forward, we intend to leverage our existing supply chain to further improve the profitability of this business. We are pleased to announce that the Board of Directors has approved a third interim dividend for the fiscal year amounting to rupees 1.5 per equity share. This underscores our commitment to providing consistent payout to our shareholders. Conclusion, despite our addressable market being a bit softer, our overall performance has been as per our expectation with some market share gain. We are optimistic about our prospects, driven by our robust business model and the assimilation of recent acquired businesses. We reiterate our guidance of 13 to 15% top line growth in full year FY24 and the high teen range in FY25. We continue to generate healthy cash flow, top decile return, and value for our stakeholders. Thank you for your attention. I will now pass on the call back to the moderator for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone wishes to ask a question, press star 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star 2. Participants are requested to use hands for asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait a moment till the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Lalit Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Lalit. Hello, Mr. Lalit. There is no response. I would like. The next question is from the line of Kunal Sharma from Health. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Kunal.
Hello. Yeah. Am I audible?
Mr. Kunal, you can go ahead.
Yeah. So I wanted to understand about demand scenario over there in US and UK. Right. So what we are seeing, you know, you can just elaborate the entire thing in terms of retail demand and all of those things. And yeah, that was our first question.
Yes. Yeah, so retail demand, there are competing pressures. So inflation still is there around 4% or so, and interest rate is 5.5%. So those have some pressure. Job market is pretty robust in US, especially. A is not as strong as US, but still there. So there are macro factors and available for everybody to see. But what we are seeing is our continued modified offer. Customers based on current economic environment, we are able to generate positive momentum both here at all at US, UK, Germany, as well as our new acquisitions. And we expect that to be the case in coming quarters and years.
Okay, that's good. And the last question was on the repeat purchase that we are saying that it's gradually, like year over year, it's declining. So is that just because of the, you know, we are focusing on the non-jewelry side or kind of thing. So is that the reason behind or is that something else?
It's more of a consumer behavior at this time. As I've mentioned many quarters earlier, that when consumer went out quite a bit, we had less eyeballs on TV or online buy products from us. And secondly, there were a lot of inflationary fears. So people bought more higher-end product like gold or investment products. So our average selling price went up. Because of average selling price going up, the volumes were lower. So because of lower eyeballs and high price point, volume was lower. But going forward, we expect price points to remain around where they are now or even slightly moderate. So the volume would go up in thanks to the revenue increase.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press R and 1 to ask a question. Next question is from line of Sandeep. Kulas Capital Growth Fund. Please go ahead.
Hey, sir, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hi. So, question was regarding the land acquisition which happened in US almost 2 years ago. So, can you update on that?
Yeah, we acquired the land at location in Austin, Texas, constructing our own headquarters, and then. After buying that, we saw the inflation going up quite rapidly, interest costs also going up, and then the restructure cost of constructing our own building came a bit too high. So we put construction plans on hold, and we may be moving into either staying where we are or moving to the rent places. So the plan concept, our headquarters has been put on hold.
Is on the capex this plan, so that never happened.
Yeah, that never happened, and I don't expect this to happen for another 8 to 10 years, unless we have extraordinary growth and we see it, and also inflation coming down and cost of concession down.
Okay, so any plans for land right now?
Putting it in the balance sheet right now. And it has already increased in value. So as an investment, we are fine with that. And we look at business growth in next couple of years and see where the business goes. Because what premises we take is for 10-year lease, either existing or a new place. And then if we really need more space beyond our expected growth, then we may construct it that time. But right now, no problems.
Understood. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one question. Question is from line of Yash Bajaj from Investment. Please go ahead.
Good evening, management. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
So my first question is on Hill World. So, what kind of operating margins are we at once this business scales up, suppose in the next 18-24 months?
Yeah, we believe that our gross margin allows the robust operating margins. Gross margin is 60% plus already for the business. And we are leveraging a lot of existing infrastructure in UK. So once it scales, these gross margins or the delivery pretty margin would be similar or higher to our business within next 12 to 4 months.
Okay, so similar to our existing business, right? More or less.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And so in previous presentation, you had mentioned that our goal is to surpass the acquisition revenue profitability in the next 3 to 5 years. So, what is this number which Ideal World used to do?
I don't believe we gave a guidance that we will exceed pre-acquisition revenue numbers, because we changed the structure of business. This business used to do, £1 billion. I think if you correct me.
Yeah, so before stopping this channel, the channel did £60 million. And initially, we estimated that we will achieve this turnover in next 3 to 5 years time frame. But as strategically, that business earlier were operating with a lower gross margins, and we are moving with the 60% in our gross margins. So we see and review that how long it will take to achieve that turnover. But our priority to achieve this business profitability.
Has put your call on hold. Please stay on the line. आप जिस व्यक्ति से बात रहे हैं, उसने आप कॉल को होल्ड पर रखा है, या लाइन पर बने रहें। तुम्हीं का व्यक्ति से बोला था, यानी क्या कॉल का होल्ड निकला है, या लाइन पर रहा? The person you are speaking with.
Sorry for the inconvenience, sir.
Yeah, apologies, yes, for this hold. Yeah, so what we were mentioning about at the before in trailing 12 months, that business was having £60 million turnover in trailing 12 months. And strategically, that business earlier was operating with lower gross margin of 30%. Now we are moving as our business model to 60% gross margin with the help of our supply chain and the product categories, what we operate. We our first focus is to make this business profitable, and with similar kind of margin as Sumil mentioned in next 12 to 14 months what we are operating right now. So earlier guidance that we have given to achieve that revenue in 5 years, and we'll continuously review it and we guide accordingly in upcoming quarters.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Nakul from PS Group. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening everyone. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes. So my question is, in the view of probable India-UK FTA, if it goes through, how much impact will it have on the top end bottom line?
Yeah, so our jewelry or non-jewelry product from India attracts not very high duty. It's about 5% only. And we do not know whether the jewelry would be right away impacted or not. It's too early. So, but if it does, then we'll have cost benefit of 5% just in U.S. on the purchase of jewelry. Now remember that we have very high gross margins, so the cost of goods is relatively low. So even if it's 5% on the component from India, it won't have a lot of meaningful impact. Maybe this is point or something like that.
Okay, all right, clear. Thank you.
Thanks. The next question is the line of Shreyansh from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, Mr. Shreyansh.
Yes. Sir,
so, the numbers. The expenses X of content and so those costs have also gone up toward rent. So if I understand benefit kitchen. But the expenses also have gone up in line with my sales growth. So trying to understand that.
Yes, yeah, actually, so your voice was breaking, but if I understood your question correctly, you were asking the air content and broadcasting cost.
So my question is, so the current load.
Mr. Shash, your voice is
minus. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, now it's heard.
Something other than content and broadcasting, X of that, your expenses have grown in line with your sales. So I'm just trying to understand which other line item in cost has gone up, because we were expecting some kind of leverage benefit for you in terms of sourcing and all of that. So try to understand that.
Actually, we have a leverage benefit we are getting in our employee benefit expenses that is improved compared to the top line growth we have reported of 23%. Apart from that, the additional cost is pertaining to the new acquisitions of Mindful Soul, which is major expenses related in digital. So that is coming in the our operating expenses side, which was not in last year. And also we have seen growth in our volume. Volume growth was pretty much stable in last some quarters. But last quarter we have seen a growth of 16% in our volume. That is resulting to higher our dispatch and shipping cost.
Okay. So my second question is, we've done about 6% of growth in UK in constant currency terms. So if I were to remove Real World from number, what is the CC growth for our base business?
It is, the 6% growth is for the base business only. If you include the Mindful Soul, it is 17%. Sorry, I don't know.
In constant currency?
Yeah, in constant currency.
Okay. So you're saying we done about 21 million pounds versus 19.8. So this, you're saying it's in the X of Idlewild that we've given in the presentation.
Yes, yes, it is X of Idlewild, and I think it is written in the note below. So it is X of Idlewild, yeah.
And then my last question is, I think somewhere you mentioned in the call that Germany we've grown about 35% excluding Mindful Soul. And now I think last two quarters we've been adding a lot of Helium customers is what we understand, you know, in terms of cable addition that we've done. So how did you look at this number of 35%, because we were erstwhile growing 70-80% every quarter. So just trying to understand this part, how do you look at this number, sir?
So, Shriyas, this number is continuously improving, and we expect that it is continuously improved. And we are clocking around 1.9 million euro revenue, which was in previous quarter is around 1.8. And we anticipating, we are more focusing now on reducing the returns, which overall help to improve net revenue to grow. So, focusing on the categories and the offering the products to the customer on low price points, which help to reduce overall returns. And in terms of net revenue, it will improve in terms of total revenue side.
Okay. So from this 1.9, when do we expect 2.5 million revenue?
So the guidance that we have given, break even by next half of the second half of the next year, which require 3 million odd numbers. So we are on track of that number, and I think by second half of the next year we'll achieve that number.
Okay. I'll come back in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is the line of Gaurav Nigam from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for my question. This first question was on the unique customers. Can you provide what the TM unique customers in Germany and Mindful Souls?
Mindful Souls unique customer TTM, which is, I think in the numbers what we have reported is not there, but what number we have reported for the last quarter, it is 50,000 customers from Mindful Souls.
The number that we have given out, the TTM unique customer, that includes Mindful Souls or not? 540,000 that the report.
Yeah, 50,000 customers that includes Mindful Souls. Yeah.
Okay. for Germany, sir?
Yeah. Germany is around 60,000 customers on PTM basis.
Okay, understood. And sir, Germany is, how should we look at this business? Should we look at it on a viable or a Q1Q? Because on a Q1Q, this seems to have delivered the same. So just wanted to understand how you are doing it internally.
We are viewing internally in the many different metrics, number of customers, volume, revenues, so many different metrics we follow it. But we follow based on the, if our repeat rate is going up, retention is going up, or overall revenue is going up. So there are many different metrics we follow, but we see that all the territories are improving in trend, and we anticipate that it will continue to improve.
Q1Q decline, is that any concern, sir, or is this...
There is no concern on it. It is mainly related to higher provisions of the returns. Returns policies is based on the past trailing 12 months. The efforts that we have done in changing categories and moving to the low price points, it resulting the provisional amount is higher. But we are seeing this already a lower return rate. So that will reflect in upcoming quarter.
Understood, sir. Sir, one more question was on the spend which we have disclosed this quarter, which is 701. I think it has declined from 718 from last quarter. Just to understand, is this because of acquisition something has changed, or is this like for like comparison?
Yeah, so I have to check that number. I'm not sure, but I think Prashant will come back to you on it.
Perfect. And so just the last question. This slide 24, just before the acquisition, that you have in the pickup of US, UK, and Germany. Is that with acquisition or without acquisition? Just want to confirm.
Before
the acquisition, and update on recent acquisition, there's a slide number 24.
It is including the acquisitions.
Okay, that's true. This is really helpful. I'll check Prashant later on the open questions. But thank you.
Thank you, Gaurav.
Thank you. Next question is from Ainov Shiraz from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. Sir, I'm just looking at Germany numbers. So Q3s are typically the festive, right, festive season. So just try to understand why was this number tagged. So I understood the returns bit, but still, don't you think this is slightly more sluggish than to our liking?
Yeah. One of the reasons, Shriyans, is that on Q2 we had done a clearance on that for the August month was a full clearance on that month. So we have seen a pretty good momentum and response from the customer for the clearance we have done in August. So August number would be high due to the clearance. Also, on the quarter three, we have focused more on the categories which are having a lower returns, the price point accordingly. But provisions were based on trailing 12 months. So we anticipate that the lower returns in Q3 and Q2 revenue was higher, the one of big clearance event we have done in August.
Okay. And sir, second is just on the ASP for both TV and digital. Last three quarters, we've seen some kind of slowdown there from 31 to 29 and from 42 to 37. Are you envisaging that customers are buying cheaper, or what is increasing volume growth, but ASP trended downwards last three quarters?
Yeah, I'll address that. So, Shiraz, we modify our offering based on the consumer demand and consumer pull. So, only a few quarters we were seeing a lot of higher gold and diamonds pulled in because of inflation fears. And now inflation fears have subsided. So, people now reverting to a little bit of the regular life, regular products. And we're seeing the passion of lower price points. We ideally want to go lower price point because that helps in reducing returns and acquiring more customers. And those customers, then we can go to the higher price points. So our long-term goal is to bring the price point even slightly a little more lower if we can. Economy would permit us.
Okay. That answers the question. Thank you so much.
from the line of Narendra Mahajan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
First of all, congratulations to the numbers. I have two small questions. First is on the outlook in that Q4 24, and second is on the exceptional item that we have tax Q3. Can you throw some light on it? It will be helpful.
Yeah. So I'll address your second question first on the exceptional cyber attack. Last year we had an impact of 3% in our revenue related to cyber attack. But even if we exclude that impact, we have a growth in our revenue of 19%.
Okay. So is there any breach of, you know, customer data or anything like that?
Yeah, there's a no breach in that. And we have received a claim also for insurance side of the revenue losses. And they also, so partly claim is still pending for the recovery of the reimbursement of expenses related to cyber attacks.
Okay, fair enough. And on the first part of the question, please.
Sorry, can you repeat your other question?
Yeah, yeah. So I was looking into the outlook at the quarter four of financial 24. So what growth we are expecting, if you can highlight on that?
So for the next quarter, we are anticipating similar kind of performance what we are seeing right now. And that we have given the guidance to achieve full year growth of 13 to 15%, we are anticipating similar numbers to achieve in full financial year. So remaining, it is equivalent to 18 to 19% growth in quarter four.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Cheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, my question is on the customer number. We are about 540 today. So, at the Mindful Soul is about 40. So, I'm reducing that. And Germany, you mentioned, is about 60. So, the base business, which is UK and US, the number is about 440. Can you help us with the base business number of this customer identification last step?
Yeah. This, for the base business, what we see, we are seeing the growth in US business as well as in UK. I don't have the number with me at the moment, but we are seeing growth of 2 to 3% in unique customer TDM basis that we have reported in September quarter and this quarter.
Is it fair to assume that your pre-COVID number was 360,000 and then there was this whole COVID-related jump? Is now this 440 number can be looked at versus the 360 number of FY20? Is this the correct assessment or there is some other number that we have to look at?
Yes, because
if you mention 540 today, then in that 40 is Mindful Soul, 60 is Germany, which were not part of the number in FY20, right?
Right.
So there's
also one more, the Ideal World, which was included. 30,000.
How much is it?
If we exclude then it is
410,000 versus 360,000.
So, if I give you the correct number, so including Mindful Souls, Ideal World, and Germany is around 410,000 is our base business.
Okay. So now we are about 410 divided by 360. We are basically in 4 years, we are from 360 to 410. What efforts are we doing to increase our customer count?
So Pritesh, there's a multiple efforts to increase that. First is to household expansion. In US, we currently having 70 million household and the potential to increase the 100 million household, which 30 million which don't have at the moment. So household expansion is one of the factors. OTT, which is a huge space, we are very small or very unexplored area for us. OTT is a huge opportunity to expand the household. Also, the lower channel positioning in US and UK for the established airtime or broadcasters, our major opportunity to expand the household in TV's business. Apart from that, we are investing on the digital space to bring the customer profitably. In COVID time or even after COVID, we spent a lot of money on the customer side in digital marketing, but we acquired customers which we are not making any money. So we are now focusing on the first purchase profitability of digital customers, that we generate the profit also and acquire the customers in digital space.
So all the efforts which you mentioned were always present, right? If you are going to incrementally also do these efforts, will they come at a cost? So when you're increasing the cable connectivity, so will we see another round of cost increase, or we will see operating leverage playing out in your business?
Yeah, there will be operating leverage because what we normally monitor, we have created a cadence. If the airtime comes within cadence, then we continue that airtime. And that if the airtime doesn't come with the cadence, we exit that airtime. And that cadence, it gives us a operating leverage, which is the cost increase is lower than the revenue growth.
Okay, so you're mentioning that incremental growth will bring leverage and you will not have significant cost associated with the cable count reach.
Yes.
Okay. And in the US and the UK geographies, what kind of growth are you looking at next year and let's say six to eight quarters or next 2 years?
Yeah. So we will continue to grow. However, it's difficult to anticipate at the moment. At the current scenario, we will grow in existing territory with the low double digit or higher single digit rate.
US and UK.
Yeah, this is Sunil. Yeah, so for US and UK, excluding Ideal World, we expect the growth to be high single digit. And the new acquisitions, is Ideal World as well as Mindful Soul, that will give us additional growth. So, total guidance that we are giving is mid-teens.
Okay, and single digit is a dollar growth, right?
Dollar growth, yes. Low double digit growth.
So basically, India translation will be double digit.
Yes. We hope so. We can't predict for currency moment.
Yeah.
High single or low double digit.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Next question is from the line of Aniket Redkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Aniket.
Yeah. Sir, I have few questions. Sir, I just want to understand the subscriber base growth and the effect of this acquisition to better the any growth trend.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, can you repeat the number? Yeah, things call got disconnected. Yeah. So, Aniket, you're asking subscriber base growth in current geographies outside the acquisition?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. I have to look at the numbers. You're asking me for the future growth numbers or
current one?
Let me get the numbers back from Prashant. Prashant, can you share the numbers with me, please? And Prashant and Nitin, they got disconnected coming back in.
Okay.
Can you take another question in the meantime?
Yeah. So,
Sorry, apologies. Yeah, so they're here. You can answer any question. Nitin, if you can answer Aniket's question about total customer numbers outside of acquisition in last quarter and their growth year over year.
So year over year, I don't have it with me, but outside the acquisitions, quarter over quarter from September to December, we have a total 3%, 2 to 3% growth in unique customer base.
Okay. And are we diversifying into any other product categories which appeal to a broad demographic and the age group?
Yeah, so we constantly scan the competitors' environment and setting websites and set of news blogs, and we bring in 100 new products every day. So the new introduction is our huge strength, and whatever works well, then we go into it. And we have very robust exit mechanism of exiting non-performing products or tails. So cannot answer that specifically what product we will bring, but scanning constantly. So any product that will give us our gross margin of 60% plus, that will also profitable in logistics costs, and that will acquire sufficient new customer to get our metrics product ratio of production, the metrics productivity target is combining of the margin per minute new customers we acquire, done rate it will have, and the cost we incur. Based on that, take a decision on the product. Or this process that we have across the group.
Okay. Got it. And sir, one last question. Do we have any plans for geographical expansion to the country?
Not in the near future. No, I don't believe it will be at least about 3 years.
Okay. Got it, sir. This is from my side.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Harsh Mulchandani from this PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to understand with the operating leverage kicking in as we move forward, can we expect EBITDA margins to inch up near the historical highs, or we might end up in lower double digits even going forward?
Yeah, so we expect operating leverage to continue for foreseeable future for next 5 years at least, if not more. And we do expect us to get to our historical high margins of about 15%, 16%, 16% was the highest. We expect to reach there and even beyond the business model as we leverage the business.
Got it. So we see incrementally, say, 100 bps every year improvement or faster on a ballpark basis?
I can't give specific guidance on that, Harsh, because business is so dynamic. But I'm fairly confident of us reaching and going beyond our historical high EBITDA margins in coming few years.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Gautam Nigam from Unga Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just one question I forgot to ask. What is our current NPS in the US and UK? Obviously, I believe we track it.
Yes, we do. Nathan, can you share?
Yes. Yeah, so in US, 53 is our NPS. And UK 57 is our current NPS.
Sunil sir, if I remember correctly, it used to be higher earlier, right? It has, both of them have declined. If there's something to it, or it's transitional.
Yeah, so I think the macro environment also creates some pressures on NPS. So any NPS above 50 is considered pretty good. Because as you know, the NPS measurement criteria is strict on a scale of 1 to 10. Promoters are only 9 and 10. And then passives are 8, 7, 6. and from 1 to 5 detector. So of the 1,000 response we get, so if we have 10 promoters that is 9 and 10 score up to 10, then the 1 to 5 are reduced from that. So given that strict measurement or pretty robust measurement criteria, anything above 50 is good. Now, I suspect this macro environment more than anything else, and as the macro environment subsides, we will get back to our 60s or even 70s in the coming quarters and years.
Understood, sir. This is really helpful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bharat.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management from Vipo Global for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Art. So I want to thank all the participants for your time and great questions. If you have any further questions, feel free to reach out to Prashant Saraswati VGL or Amit Sharma at AXITES PR India. And we'll be happy to answer your questions. Thank you once again.
On behalf of Vipo Global Limited, thank you for joining us, and you may disconnect your lines.